Hello and welcome once again to Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Left Wing Radio. Yeah, Radio Resistance Chesterfield kicking off this week with the unmistakable sound of the Blow Monkeys. Celebrate the day. Together. When this was first released back in 1987, it was banned by all of the mainstream radio stations here in the UK. Which sure as hell ain't banned here at Radio Resistance, Alternative Free Radio. We don't care if we get banned, we're gonna keep on going like true pirates. Yeah, big respect going out to all of the 25,000 people who marched in Athens on Saturday against the Golden Dawn, and what a shower they are. I hate Nazis. So, big respect to the 25,000 anti-fascists in Greece who marched against the Golden Dawn. And big respect to everybody in Greece who's currently fighting back against the harsh austerity measures there, which have sadly boosted fascists like the Golden Dawn. And to all anti-fascists, whether in Greece or whether here in Chesterfield, this next track is for you. Unmistakable sound of the Manic Street Preachers. Track written about the anti-fascist struggle of the Spanish Civil War in 1936. If you tolerate this, your children will be next. The future teaches you to be alone, the present to be afraid and cold. So if I can't shoot rabbits, then I can't shoot fascists. Put from pen to paper. Yeah, sound out the Manic Street Preachers. Anti-fascist anthem. If you tolerate this, your children will be next. This is Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Coming to you on a rather effing chilly January night. And oh boy, have we had some rather weird weather lately. All that snow, thought we'd get snowed in, and sadly a few events have been cancelled as a result of the weather, including a recent Stop the War benefit gig. This has been rescheduled to coming March now. Martin Sumpton was due to play. Hopefully he will be playing with us in March, but if not, then coming up, here's a track of his, Where the River Meets the Sea.
Down by the bay, where the river meets the sea, we pulled into the harbour, rowed on to the quay. It was Sunday morning, you could hear the bells chime. That was the start of a rare old time. That was the start of a rare old time. Never really noticed the stormy days. We could find the sun in 100 other ways. The rain it may be falling, your smile would shine when you're in the company having a rare old time. When you're in the company having a rare old time.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. The Tory bedroom tax could plunge almost 100,000 people into poverty. Anyone with a spare room, even if a family member is away at university, will have to move to a smaller house or lose benefits. But the architect of this hydrophobic idea, Tory Welfare Minister Lord Freud, lives in a £1.9 million London house and has a spare mansion. Thankfully, a movement against the bedroom tax is gaining momentum, including Defend Council Housing, the Unite and PCS unions, Disabled People Against the Cuts, and many local campaigns. As Blockbuster joins HMV and Jessop's into administration and thousands of workers fear for their jobs, the Tory bastards continue their attack on the unemployed people, calling them lazy. But government claims that 500,000 jobs have been created in the last year are a barefaced lie. Many of these so-called jobs are unpaid workfare, and the figures even include unemployed people attending a job hunt workshop. Well, workfare doesn't help people into work. It gives bosses free labour so they don't have to take on paid workers. We must fight back. Speaking of fighting back, in Athens, Greece, 25,000 people marched on Saturday against the Nazi Golden Dawn. Golden Dawn have grown on the back of despair caused by the severe austerity demanded by the EU and Western bankers, but can be beaten back by grassroots fight back against not only the Nazis, but against the government's austerity measures. The Algerian gas plant siege is being used by the West to justify new imperialist intervention in the region. The hostage crisis was itself partly a response to French military intervention in Mali. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, how the Lincoln film by Steven Spielberg is flawed from a historical perspective. A review on the Les Miserables blockbuster. And a historical feature on how the Pentonville Five Dockers were freed by mass strikes. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. Alternatively, Socialist Worker will be on sale outside of Primark in Chesterfield on Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Or if you contact us, you can have Socialist Worker delivered to your door. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
The government is wonderful. The country's doing great, and if someone else is suffering, they got themselves to blame. Don't say if you were in our shoes, you wouldn't do the same. And say we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on. We said we didn't know what was going on. Shanghai to East Berlin, from Washington to Panama, the years have come and been. From Delhi to Sri Lanka, from Whitehall to Coleraine, the times may be a-changing, but the story's just the same. Yeah, yeah, the story's still the same.
Yeah, back from the 90s, from the Anti-Nazi League Never Again CD. That's the Tom Robinson Band. We didn't know what was going on. I've been talking about the socialist worker having a review of Les Miserables. I'd love to tell you my own opinion on the film, but I can't because I've not seen it yet. I intend to go and see it sometime this weekend, and hopefully I'll be able to tell you our thought of it coming up. Anyway, next up here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, or should that be EC Radio Resistance Chesterfield, Sound of the Justice Collective. If you haven't bought this yet, there's still time. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm sure
it's a long, long road from which there is no return while we're on the way to live. Why not share? And the load, it doesn't weigh me down at all, 'cause he ain't heavy.
Yeah, good record for a great cause, namely justice for the 96 people killed at Hillsborough. The Justice Collective, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. And now we've been talking about the redundancies and due to the close down of HMV Jessops and most recently Blockbusters, now... as well as these high-profile closures, and what with the press up in arms, no pun intended, about the cuts in the army and the redundancies there, it's very easy to overlook, just as the media have overlooked the other cuts in the public service which are going on at this time, notably locally in the East Midlands Ambulance Service. The East Midlands Ambulance Service intends to close a load of ambulance stations. The number of ambulance stations in the East Midlands will reduce from 66 down to just 13. And Derbyshire is likely to be left with only two ambulance stations covering the whole of Derbyshire. If you want to support the fight back against this butchery of our ambulance service, there is a Facebook page called Save Your Local Ambulance Stations. If you go onto that page, then you can find out more information about any activity which is coming up to save the East Midlands ambulance stations and stop the government cutbacks. And on the subject of ambulance service, big hi going out to Linda over there in Clown, and this next track's going out to you from the War of the Worlds, sound of Liam Neeson and Gary Barlow, track entitled Forever Autumn. Oh, by the way, this is from the new War of the Worlds.
Packed with refugees, the homeless, burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London, but by the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
Homeless people leaving the houses. Strikes me the Martians are just as bad as the Tory government.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be my
much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. No, you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. Always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Suddenly leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without Carrie. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean, and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears.
Yeah, sound there of Forever Autumn. This is from the awesome CD from a absolutely awesome awesome CD by Jeff Wayne, War of the Worlds. And there's a absolutely awesome stage show of that on more or less every year. I went to see it last year. If you can get to see it, it's worth seeing.
We saw tripods waving up.
But of course, let's not forget about the book by H.G. Wells, on which it's all based. Very political book by a very political person. The book actually describes in the beginning how the invasion of Earth by the Martians is very similar to the way the Europeans invaded, say, America and decimated the Native Americans there. And as for H.G. Wells himself, well, he was a socialist, and he was also one of the founding members of Liberty, well, of the National Council for Civil Liberties, now called Liberty. Anyway, back to the music here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. This next one's going out to the tourism to capitalism. Sound of the Kaiser Chiefs. Every day I love you less and less. Yes, and there'll be Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You, Less and Less. Oh, and I've just been reliably informed that it's not forever autumn. In fact, at the moment, it's winter. Yes, don't we know it? And we've been talking about the ambulance service. Well, I'd say that right now the ambulance service is probably needed more than ever. And if we keep getting winters like this, which is extremely likely, then we'll continue to need it more, not less. And why do I think that we're likely to keep getting worse and worse winters? Because, as was mentioned in last week's Socialist Worker, the climate is changing. And at least as far as Britain's concerned, it's not changing for the better. I mean, we've got a really cold winter after a rather mediocre, to put it kindly, summer. Well, this is because global warming, even though it heats the earth up as a whole, some parts of the earth can actually get cooler as a result of changes in the ocean currents, such as the North Atlantic Conveyor. Now, if that collapses, and it certainly seems to be knackering up at the moment, then Britain could become just as chilly as, for example, Northern Canada, which is on the same latitude. As if carbon dioxide being pumped out by cars and power stations and what have you wasn't bad enough, this government seems to be hell-bent, along with the energy companies, on giving us something called fracking, which is where Nasty chemicals are pumped into rock to try to extract the shale gas. Now, these chemicals, they're so horrible that if you look on YouTube, you can see videos of people being able to set fire to tap water in areas where fracking's occurred as it comes out of the tap. Now, if it's that polluting to the water, then as well as everything else, I dread to think what effect it must be having on the sea circulation, which is no doubt making climate change a Googleplex times worse. Well, I think Michael Jackson has quite a bit to say about the topic of environmental destruction. Here he is with Earth Song. Coming up right now on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Alternative Free Radio. With yours truly, AKP. If you want to contact me here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield, you can drop me an email, anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? You pledge your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
Thank you.
This is the Radio Resistance Chesterfield Red Guide. On Thursday the 31st of January at 7:30 p.m. is the next Socialist Workers' Party meeting in Chesterfield. How do we stop the Tory attacks on benefits? This is held in the downstairs room of Chesterfield Library. Meet outside near the entrance to the cafe. Then on Sunday the 3rd of February, the Socialist Reading Group has its educational on the Communist Manifesto at Stone Gravels Community Centre from 6 through till 8 p.m. And fast forward another month to the 2nd of March, and it'll be time for the Chesterfield Love Music, Hate Racism and the Unite Against Fascism relaunch concert, which will be held at 6:30 p.m. at Joplin's in the centre of Chesterfield. No fewer than 5 bands will be playing, including the Cab Stars, Fierce Morgan, Oliver and the Rest, Stuck in Second and In the Unlikely Event. Also in March, there's going to be the rescheduled following being delayed due to the snow fundraising concert for the Stop the War Coalition and Pro Peace in Chesterfield. And last but not least, every Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside of Primark, there'll be the paper sale where we sell Socialist Worker. Come along and buy your paper and have a chat to us. If you're not already a member, there's the place to join. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Well, I've heard them on the radio, seen them on TV. There's a budget deficit, which they're blaming on me. And they're coming for my pension, coming for my pay. Profit before people is the way we live today. Meanwhile, the subsidised banks are sitting on their asses. What they've robbed support to pay the bonus earning classes. They're merchant bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers.
Workers!
Well, they love Milton Friedman, hate Karl Marx, love Margaret Thatcher, hate the working class, cause they spend the money on speculation, gambling the finance of the population. And they don't give a damn about you or me, cause they got rich messing up the economy. They're merchant bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers.
Wankers!
Well, they're hedge fund managing
economy damaging, subprime lending, bad debt spending, short selling, lie telling, rule bending, bad lending, dodgy credit rated, deregulated, CDO inventing, law circumventing, scrutiny hating, recession creating. Bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers,
wankers!
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself. That's the sound of Steve White and the Protest Family, Merchant Bankers. This one's for Mark over there in Chesterfield. Hope you like it. And next up, I've been talking about the Love Music Hate Racism and UAF relaunch here in Chesterfield. Well, one of the bands playing is the Cab Stars. Well, the next track's by them. Track entitled Weather Girl. Here on Radio Resistance, Chesterfield.
She's the girl on News 24. She's everything that I adore. She tells me what the weather's doing today. She's always right and never late. Well, every morning at 8:30, I tune in extra early to see the girl that I admire telling me it's gonna rain, 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 oh, rain on my day. I didn't catch or catch your name, but you look so lovely to me. Why'd you only exist on TV? It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on TV said. She's the one to brighten my day. I'm in love with that weather girl today. Well, I turned on that TV and what do I see? Some geezer by the name of Barry. Where's the girl that's always on? It must be her day off. Well, I switched over to GMTV. I couldn't take not seeing she. Her soft voice and long beautiful hair has me stuck on News 24. Oh, rain on my parade. She didn't come for an update. Oh, you look so lovely to me. Why'd you only exist on TV? It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on the TV said. And she's the one to brighten my day. Oh, I'm in love with that weather girl today. City. I knew she'd be there at the BBC. I wanted to tell her everything. I wanted to make her see. But that man at the front door picked up the phone. Two big men threw me out on the road. And now I'm back at home watching the TV. And all I can see is a rain, rain, rain. It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on the TV said. She's the one to brighten my day. I'm in love with that weather girl today.
Yeah, sound of the Cab Stars. Car track entitled Weather Girl. Cab Stars will, as I say, be appearing at Joplin's in Chesterfield. on the 2nd of March to help us relaunch LMHR and UAF right here in Chesley. Well, it's nearly up, so time for yours truly, AKP, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield to love you and leave you. So I'm going to sign out with the sound of the Style Council, track entitled You're the Best Thing. Catch you later.
Smile, lighting up my day, the one that makes me sad.